Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes?
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, August 4th, 2022. And let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris. You know, this raises so many questions. This raises so many questions that it's going to sound ridiculous when I pose some of them. If man is truly playing God, and the Bible talks about the fountains of the deep, is it possible that although man can't control the fountains of the deep the way that God does, has he found a way to create his own fountains or manipulate the fountains of the deep with tunneling and redistribution of water? And, you know, they're doing water mains, and are they draining the lakes? And what happens with the monsoon season, Chris? I mean, you have monsoons where you're at. Arizona, they have monsoons. Flood the city of Tucson in the middle of the desert. Flood Las Vegas. How much water do you think may have fallen in Vegas to flood the city? And are we so wrapped up in preserving runoff that we can't find a way to collect it and kind of mitigate the drop in the lakes? Not to mention going and looking at Hoover Dam, Chris, and look at the images on Hoover Dam. Do a little bit of study, folks, and see that when that dam was created, it was created for a purpose. And we're seeing that come to fruition today.
Yeah, and that was 100 years ago. When was it created? I mean, wasn't that a Teddy Roosevelt project?
I think it was. But you think about this, okay? It's to control. I'm laughing when I'm saying this because I experienced it in Nashville in 2010 with the TVA. To control flooding. Well, that sounds great.
Well, and
the only question
the
is.
yeah,
the only question is, how do you want to control it? Do you want to know how to flood people out? Do you want to know how to starve people out or drought people out? Control flooding. You know, it flooded Nashville in 2010 unbelievably, and people were begging to have their riverfront or lakefront property purchased by the federal government so that they wouldn't have to go through it again. So all of the access to the moving water to the fish was being given up willfully, just like much of the Great Lakes. You can't get near a lot of the Great Lakes because it's all privately owned or it's all owned by the state. I know it sounds outrageous, but, you know, they slant drill for oil. So what is to prevent, with the technology we have now, to slant drill for water and sell the water off? Or use it as a control mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the Tennessee Valley Authority from my early days of studying the administrative fourth branch, and the TVA goes way back and predates FEMA, I believe. and FEMA.
Absolutely.
And when DHS was originally created, there was the reorganization of FEMA, and I don't remember the specifics of that off the top of my head, but TVA definitely is another, you know, something to study. So just real quick on the Hoover Dam, for some reason, I want to say that it was envisioned in the Teddy Roosevelt days. I know that, just so people don't think I'm crazy, I know that obviously it was named after President Herbert Hoover because of his passing of bills in Congress, and actually commissioned or dedicated by FDR. But I want to say that it goes back to the Teddy Roosevelt days. I might be wrong on that. Anyway, yeah, your point about the diverting of water and so on, I think really, you know, for folks who don't understand what you're saying, and I guess it would sound crazy if all you watch is CNN, but if you go spend, I don't know, an hour on Jim Lee's weathermodificationhistory.com, you'll see these efforts go way back to you know, the efforts to control the weather and influence precipitation, especially they date back to before the turn of the 20th century.
Well, Chris, I can remember as a child, and I'm in my mid-60s, I can remember as a child, you talk about predictive programming, you grab the mind of a 8 or 9 year old on a cartoon with a mad scientist saying, I'm going to control the world, I'm going to control the weather. Yeah. And you think, well, that sounds ridiculous, but they're telling you what they were going to do. And I think it was in 1990, when William Cohn was giving a lecture in Georgia, talking to Senator Lugar and others, talk about weather modification and ecological terrorism. They're creating hurricanes and volcanoes and tornadoes and earthquakes. And this was in 1990, I think it was. William Cohn, who was the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
They've been working on it for hundreds of years. I mean, it's all through old movies, the Rainmakers and the people that came and did what they did. But yet, yeah, we say, well, they can't control the weather. Well, go to NOAA's website, and you can actually request weather modification. And it's either NOAA or NASA's website. They're selling it.
I remember, I have a book from the 90s. I don't have to dig that out. It's just a local book that talks about the cloud seeding and things. And it's a government sponsored book. It's a Montana state book, actually, on meteorological stuff. I don't remember the name of the title. I've read from it in the past, but to your point, I remember in the early 70s as a kid learning to ski, being on the mountain and hearing them announce in the lodge that they were going to seed the clouds overnight and it was going to snow the next day.
Yep.
So,
not to mention when I was a child in grade school, we were taught there was, and I'm going to get this wrong because it's been 50 some years, cumulus nimbus clouds, cumulus clouds. There were like three types of clouds, and no one told us that clouds were created except by God. But now on the news, on the weather, they will tell you there's 10 different types of clouds now, and 7 of them are man-made, you know, but one's listening. They're actually creating the weather above your head, which is why you can see a contrail coming out of a plane, coming out like a DNA spiral, supposed contrail, and 20 minutes later, it looks like a gray haze over your house, you know, and, well, you're nuts. That's not a contrail. That's not a chemtrail, that's a contrail. Well, a contrail dissipates and evaporates.
It's what someone like Paul, stratospheric aerosol injection. And it's really cheap to do. It's you can spray the whole planet for about $10 billion, according to someone like Brennan.
And then then back in about 2008, Chris, they were talking about correcting people that had a overactive, for lack of a better term, the God spot in their mind was overactive. So they were going to use aerial spraying to vaccinate the population to make them normal again. That's a Pentagon briefing. No one will believe it, but it's a briefing talking about vaccination through aerosol spraying. So if they can't get you with the needle, everybody has to breathe. We can fix you, Chris, because you believe in God. You find pleasure in beautiful music, Chris. That's not normal. We can fix you. Just breathe. Breathe it in, Chris. It's great. And then wonder why
the 40s.
World's falling apart.
Yeah. One more point from history. Are you out, John?
I'm here.
Thought you were taking off. One more point from childhood. You know, I remember in the 70s and 80s in particular, I think into the 90s, we used to call them electrical storms. And so when there was a lot of lightning and really a lot of wind, a lot of dust, but really no precipitation, we used to call those electrical storms. And I haven't heard anybody use that term that I can remember in about as long as I can remember. But there was one image, I mentioned it recently, it wasn't NOAA, it was the National Weather Service, Boise office, and they publish posts on Facebook about lightning storms, and I just find it a curious coincidence that every summer there are lightning storms, I would call them electrical storms, that have thousands of lightning strikes in wilderness, dense wilderness areas, especially those that have been allowed to degenerate to a point where it's kind of a tinderbox. So,
well, and doesn't that bring to mind a biblical passage that they're able to call fire down from heaven in the sight of men? You know, the lying signs and wonders, and if Satan, Chris, I don't want to turn this into a church service, but it's so related that if Satan was cast as lightning from heaven, then what are exactly lightning storms? What is a thunderstorm? Is it a heavenly battle that we can't see? And if we were able to see it, would we have the faith to believe it? Is it a natural occurrence, or is it something going on in the heavenlies that if we've seen it, our hearts really might fail us for fear and we'd fall over and drop dead? Thankfully, we can't see it. I think it is. You know, science will tell you follow the science, but the way to follow science is to question science. That's how you do science. You don't take someone's word for it. You do it yourself. And since I've got a biblical worldview, I take the Bible literally. And when he says certain things are happening, you know that song that says, I hear your voice in the rolling thunder, your power throughout the universe proclaim? Is that real, or is that just someone's poetic representation of what God might sound like? I don't know. I'd rather I get more peace and more calmness believing that there's a battle going on that I can't see, that God's got under control, than to think that it's all just happenstance and accident. We're a result of a big bang, and we morphed and grew. Crawled out of a pond somewhere and became what we are. That's what they would have you believe.
Floating in perfection. But don't worry.
But again, go back, folks, and do some study on the Hoover Dam. Look at the symbol. Why on earth is there a trident and what's it, Neptune? Why is Neptune in the imagery of the Hoover Dam? Why? Yep. Who is Neptune? And why is he in the middle of the desert on a dam? You got to ask yourself these questions. Nothing. These people that have put this in place are not serving the same God that Christians are serving. I guarantee you they're not. But we've got that imagery all over the country, every state capital Go to the dome on the Capitol, get your pair of binoculars, and look at the god or goddess that's on top of the Capitol domes in this, quote, Christian nation. And then find out who those gods and goddesses are, and you'll find out where you're living. We're in a system.
Get a copy of Mysterious Monuments. And get the sort of Cliff's Notes on the discussion.
And then decide who you're going to follow.
Yeah.
Then decide who you're going to follow. Decide that before you go digging, or you can get in real trouble. Before you go looking, you better know who's got your back. Get things settled. Thank you, Chris.
John, much appreciated as always. Yeah. Text Mars Mysterious Monuments is essential. You know, it's a close note. It's his 20-year exploration into those kinds of things that John is talking about and documenting those things up close and personal himself. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I think a lot of people walk around, and I did, with blinders on. You don't see stuff until you start looking for it, and it's right there in front of your face all that time. I never noticed that.
Yep, hiding in plain sight, definitely.
Hidden in plain sight, yeah, but it's like a code to them, you know. They're, you know, the front porch or the esoteric or what is it called in mystical, I think Jewish mysticism. They get schooled in that. I remember Madonna supposedly went to study Jewish mysticism, and she's a Catholic.
Openly
made the
Catholic
news.
Yeah.
You're breaking up. Am I breaking up?
I don't think so.
Okay, you go ahead. I just missed that last phrase.
Madonna, openly Kabbalistic.
Yeah, supposed to be raised Catholic, but, you know. Anyway, Obama's raised Catholic or Muslim in a Catholic school. It's a mixed up world. No, I ran across a retired, supposedly, if you can be retired, as an intelligence agent for the military. And he was making this retreat, you know, for a retired military or even, I think, active duty. And I drove past this place for, I don't know, years, and the guy that had it, it was kind of junky. Had like a container freight thing there out in front, and it was a pretty conspicuous place right near an intersection. And this guy bought the place and fixed it up, and he cut like, I would, maybe 50 trees, and a bunch of them were marketable. I stopped by, and I just told him, I said, wow, I like what you've done with the place. It really improves the view here, but did you have to get a master logger to cut all these trees? And he's like, well, why do you say that? I was like, well, they passed some law back in the 90s here in Kentucky. People raised a stink about it. If you cut more than 10 marketable sized trees, you know, if you basically can't wrap your arms around them as a 6 foot tall man, then that's a marketable tree at 4.5 feet. You know, it's X number of board feet. And based on how many size trees it is, and I don't remember the exact details, but they estimate board foot, you know, in a tree at 4.5 feet off the ground, and based on how the circumference and all that. He was like, well, no, I wasn't worried about it at all. He was kind of a little bit arrogant about it, I think that's when he told me I'm retired military intelligence. I was like, well, I just thought it was interesting. You made a really nice view here, but I just wondered if you had to go through all that rigmarole that I heard about years ago. And I told him, I said, you need to look up something called the Brundtland Report from 1987. And he goes, well, what's that? I said, well, you know, I think it was Reagan-era committee called Brundtland, or they nicknamed it that. In their last report in 1987, they said the International Monetary Fund, World Bank and whatever, will no longer loan money to first world countries absent some collateral. So I think they're foreclosing on America, Chris. I could add more to that.
Right. Absolutely right. We had to take a break. Yeah. The ground folks will be right back.
Yeah.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Global Trends, Global Trends 2025, A Transformed World, 120-page report, issued back in 2008. And astonishing, you know, just reading through. I think I'll probably come back to that next year, or next week, excuse me, and the coincidences, you know, and it's a small club that passes itself off as legitimate by way of these big organizations, or seemingly, but it's just a small club. It's all the same people that you see doing scenario planning and war gaming, Rockefeller Foundation and places like that. Chatham House, CFR, obviously Trilateral Commission, RAND, American Enterprise Institute, MITRE,
Tavistock,
etc. Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned Chatham House. From the acknowledgments of the report, you know, Dr. Robin Niblett and Jonathan Paris at Chatham House in London. So I will table that for now. Cypri in Stockholm and on and on. It's just a small coterie of folks scenario planning and then trying to make their grand visions come true, which I think gets back to what John was saying or what he touched on. Anyway, any additional thoughts, Mike, before we go back to the phone lines?
I was just going to say, you know, that 1987 Brundtland report, I think, kind of lets the cat out of the bag. The spending spree that is D.C. has to have some kind of backing or collateral. The International Monetary Fund, which traditionally was headed up by some American Treasury official until Christine Lagarde, the French woman and commercial banker, took it over, the head post. But Barack Obama even candidly, supposedly, said at MIT at some non-public event when somebody there asked him, well, hey, what did you think when you got your first above top secret presidential daily briefing? First time ever, you know, a president-elect that got the full Monty, blue border, black border, whatever they call it. And he said, I was glad there was bars on the windows because I wanted to jump out the window. And, of course, that was probably, he was being told about the financial implosion with the mortgage-backed securities that was about to happen, you know, where they were, the too big to fails and too big to jails was selling these things on one side of the bank while they're dumping them on the other. And I don't know, anybody know what happened to that 1.2 quintillion, like they leaned up the worth of the earth and now they're going to foreclose on it. So, if they can modify the weather to, and that's a motivation for the government to do this, to modify the weather to depopulate areas, for instance, like you're talking about out west, they want a big continental scale, and you can find the maps, wildlife, rewilding zone, wildlands corridor, from parts of Alaska all the way down through Canada, right down the spine of the continent into Mexico, and then they've got another one over here on the east side from Canada right down through eastern Kentucky. And what have we had here? Unprecedented floods, just like Operation Popeye.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if I saw it, a Lifetime Television for Women movie on they found the guy that came up with penicillin. And he was a penitent man who was in love with a woman who had a son, and he was, I think, you know, the way it depicted it, he was praying for some way to cure this boy who had gotten really ill. And the Petri dish that he found the mold on was in the sink, just barely above slipping into the water. And a spore of that mold had come in a half-open window and landed in that Petri dish, and that's how he discovered penicillin. But you think about penicillin, all the misuse that's happened with it, you know, there's a lot of misuse of penicillin with animals. And,
thanks, yeah. Mike. All right. Right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean.
I don't hope this is a new world. Today's Roadway Radio broadcast. That was perfect timing. I was actually reviewing the global trends report in the break. I'll come back to this. Just, you know, over the last 14 years or so, the things that have happened, pretty astonishing. Coincidences, let's see, just one example for right now from, and then we'll go back to the phones. From the executive summary, page, where was that? Well, the World Bank estimates the demand for food. This is page 8 of the executive summary. World Bank estimates that the demand for food will rise by 50% by 2030 as a result of growing world population, rising affluence, and a shift to the to Western dietary preferences by a large middle class. Lack of access to stable supplies of water is reaching critical proportions, particularly for agricultural purposes. And the problem worsened because of rapid urbanization worldwide and roughly 1.2 billion persons to be added. But, you know, there's also the issue of, I think, manipulating the water supply. We talked about that earlier. But one specific example I would draw your attention to, the risk of nuclear, this is page 10 of the executive summary. The risk of nuclear weapon use over the next 20 years, although remaining very low, is likely to be greater than it is today as a result of several converging trends, without getting into that. Remaining very low, but higher than it is today. That's a weird turn of phrase. And there's one more bit that correlates to that. I think it's here. This is page 11. No, page 12. Well, so page 11, the United States, less dominant power. By 2025, the U.S. will find itself as one of a number of important actors on the world stage, albeit still the most powerful one, even in the military realm, where the U.S. will continue to possess considerable advantages in 2025. Advances by others in science and technology, expanded adoption of irregular warfare tactics by both state and non-state actors, proliferation of long-range precision weapons, etc. Maybe part of that is because, you know, there are think tanks involved, that the RAND Corporation, for example, that prostitute themselves out to anyone and everyone that has that, you know, to whom it is politically expedient, frenemies, friends and enemies alike. But this bit on page 12 of the executive summary, 2025, what kind of future? The above trends suggest major discontinuities, shocks and surprises, which we highlight throughout the text. Examples include nuclear weapons use or a pandemic. Gosh, what a coincidence. New York just published a story about how, you know, be very afraid of nukes. And, of course, we've had the last couple of years of nonsense. So it's like they're psychic. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab Jenna in Washington. Jenna, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to just chime in because the agriculture and the water issue, we found a site, the Bayer Sustainability Challenge, and the title of this competition is called Thrive. And this was September 2021, the Thrive Bayer Sustainability Challenge combines Bayer Crop Sciences sustainability commitments and Thrive's global initiative focus on the UN Sustainable Development Goals to promote innovation that addresses the challenges. And we were listening to the 10 different competitors, and one was out of Israel, and it's, you can imagine the censored robotic agriculture with sensors and the broadband, it's all hooked up, pretty much robotic growing in Wichita, Kansas, and Tel Aviv. And I saw that Kansas is one of the higher wind producers, wind power producers in the United States. But I do have 5 minutes of them explaining it. If you wanted to listen to this link of the Bayer Sustainability Challenge competitor describing their infrastructure, but it's based in Kansas, and he's projecting that there would be profits in 2023. So I wanted to just bring attention.
Are we saying that wind is a good thing now?
Well, for Kansas, they're proud to announce that the wind energy is something to claim a pride in.
There's one of my favorite sort of pedestrian videos on the renewable energy scam is literally, that's the title of the video. It's the Thoughty 2 channel. What's his name over at Thoughty 2? Renewable energy is the scam we all fell for. That was put out a couple of years ago. I think it was 20, what was it? I forget. I think it's been 2 years now. And it has 4.5 million views at last check. So.
Sure. Yeah, I saw the boneyard of what do they do when they break. And yeah, it's a mess.
Well, one conversation, speaking of that, there's another video I would mention. Speaking of the, you know, renewable, sustainable, blah, blah, sound bites. There's a channel titled Engineering Explained, and his video titled Why Gas Engines Are Far From Dead, Biggest EV Problems. He does a masterful job of explaining some key points that I would say center around the issue of energy invested versus energy return, or energy return on investment, EROI, which I think, is it Dan in Washington that raised it? I always forget. I've mentioned it recently, but I definitely want to give credit where credit is due. And we've had that conversation. And so, I mean, that's the big rub with the electric vehicles, for example, is the energy invested is considerably greater on those than it is with the what are called fossil fuel vehicles these days. And the energy invested versus energy return on or the energy invested versus return, or the EROI, is when you factor in everything, it becomes negligible, it seems, on a lot of this so-called renewable, sustainable technology.
Definitely. I do recall listening to Amanjabi talk about the electric cars having a purpose, a future purpose, not necessarily in people-driven, but how they can be used autonomously in the future. So maybe because there's, you know, it does seem ridiculous how much energy it goes into producing them, maybe they have a secondary or maybe even a third function after we're gone.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, also. Yeah, if you want to play your clip, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, I have it queued up.
Go ahead.
Disrupting the irrigated row crop space. Using an intelligent, AI-driven robotic platform, this company is saving water and enabling farmers to transform pivot irrigation systems into farming robots with autonomous irrigation, fertigation, and crop protection. Here is the co-founder and CEO of Autonomous Pivot, Yuval Aviel.
Hi, my name is Yuval Aviel. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Autonomous Pivot. Autonomous Pivot takes advantage of standard central pivot irrigation systems to revolutionize row crop farming by means of sophisticated sensors, machine learning, and robotics. Irrigation pivots relentlessly rotate in hundreds of thousands of fields, so why not equip them with sensors and transform them from simple metal pipes into farming robots? So here's what we do. We want to cover the three main aspects of farming from the day the farmer plants the seed to the day he harvests the crop. And these are the aspects that trouble the farmers the most. With irrigation, nutrients, and crop health. health sensor is composed of two RGB cameras, one with a wide field of view and the other with a narrow field of view. The wide field of view camera can detect anomalies in the field, and the narrow field of view camera can detect sub-millimeter features. It is used for pest detection and plant diseases. Together, they both serve as an early detection system against disease pests. All these sensors are mounted on the pivot, travel with the pivot, and send the data to the cloud. In the cloud, we have developed what we called an AI agronomist. Data from the sensors, data from the web, data from third party, it all streams into the AI engine. The AI agronomist then outputs recommendations such as how much to irrigate, when to fertigate, what pesticide, herbicide, fungicide to be applied. If we want to free farmers from duty of monitoring his field, we can also program the pivot with our optimal recommendations. We can then apply, for example, fungicide through the irrigator. By doing this, we bring row crop farming a significant step closer to autonomous farming. Customer traction is phenomenal. We have experienced an exponential growth in just under 3 years. Customers tell us that the value that they see in our system is not only in reducing the inputs, but also in managing their fields. We see sales channels increase orders 5 times from 3 years. And some farmers increase even 10 times. The majority of our system are installed in the Midwest, our primary market focus. But we have also expanded with system in Brazil and Australia. Sales next year will bring us to operational costs. And the projected sales of 3,000 units in 2023 will bring us to profitability. We have completed 2 investment rounds so far. $2 million were raised in CLA round. It is here, you don't see it. And in May 2021, we closed a price round of $4 million. Leading investors are iSelect from St. Louis and an Israeli impact fund, called Ella. The next round will be open in early 2022. In terms of operation and headcount and revenues, we have 2 headquarters, one in Tel Aviv, Israel, and the other one in Wichita, Kansas. Revenues in 2020 were $50,000, and this summer we already crossed the $300,000. Next year, the plan is to reach $2 million in revenues.
Okay, I guess that's about it. There were 10 different startups that were giving what they had to offer for the Bayer Sustainability Challenge. And it gave the overall, and that their 2 main bases were in Wichita and in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, perfect. So
yeah,
I think it's horrible, and it's it brings all kinds of horrible things to mind. Another Yuval, and so you have people headquartered in Tel Aviv who have a scarcity mindset, and don't mind giving others the Palestinian treatment when and where it is politically expedient. And so that's how farming is going to work in the future. I mean, certainly industrial farming. And so they're trying to free the farmer from, well, farming, basically.
Right.
And, it's pretty obvious to see it's a thinly veiled effort to get rid of farmers altogether, really, and just be able to run large industrial farms from a keyboard somewhere, from a laptop.
Right.
So,
because we have been listening to a lot of these sort of presentations, and they're trying to make it look fun for the young people that like to push buttons and like robots and gadgets and that sense of power. And a lot of it has to do with how the brain just enjoys the immediate gratification from pushing buttons without exerting effort.
I was just going to say, those who like to push the buttons without actually getting their hands dirty and digging in the dirt and, being out on a hot day and the very arid conditions and so on and so on.
I agree.
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate. And in all of this, you know, you see a lack of people. Where are the people in these discussions? There are technocrats everywhere, but where are the actual people? I still believe, you know, so many things come to mind, but Ecclesiastes 3:22, man, that's the meaning of life. So mention that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
These days are all.
Real quick, I've said for a long time, I've maintained that I think the meaning of life is in Ecclesiastes 3:22, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. Nothing is better than that man be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? And just to sort of put that in today's perspective, the opposite of that, Patrick Bet David over at Valuetainment has a channel, Valuetainment Shorts, where he takes clips of his interviews, and he has one short titled, Why Does Anybody Still Live in California? And we won't get all of this, but I just want to give some context to what's going on. And so can we play just a little bit of that, please?
I was in L.A. this last week, and I was given a talk, and I decided to open up my message in a completely different way. On Wednesday night, we had a dinner with one of our lawyers, entertainment lawyer, solid guy. We went to Cross Stations, great conversation. Anytime I go to a dinner with a lawyer, I have a time clock where I said at 45 minutes, I'm going to say, I got an emergency call. We got to go. It's been great seeing you. But this lawyer
saves you some money that way.
2.5 hours later, we're having a blast. Funny guy. Yeah. And he's a badass. And so we're sitting, we're having a conversation. I said, Pat, you won't believe it. You know, I just, my house in Toluca Lake, 2,000 square feet. Three bedrooms, right in outside of Van Nuys, like Toluca Lake Chandler. He says, $1.8 million. He says, I can't even believe it. He says, how can you live in a who can afford a $1.8 million house, three bedrooms? So I go and I'm giving this speech at Santa Monica. I went to Santa Monica and I spoke at Montebello and at Granada Hills. Mm-hmm. So here's how I opened it up. I said, I got a question for you guys. I said, raise your hand if you have no plans of leaving California in the next 3 to 5 years. Okay, everybody's looking at me like, what? Let me ask this question one more time. Raise your hand if you have no plans of leaving the states you love in the next 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. 70% of hands go up. That's 70% is, to me, it's low. I thought it was going to be higher.
They have no plans.
No plans of leaving in the next 3 to 5 years.
And how many people in the room, by the way?
400 people. So okay, then I
so
said,
300 people are not leaving.
Dude, so 300 people are not leaving. So I said, raise your hand if for the first time in your life you're actually considering leaving the state of California. 30% leave Durham. I'm like, okay, interesting.
It's 100 people, though.
It's a lot of people. So I said the phone. I said, can I just speak to the people that are planning on staying here? Yes, absolutely. I said, if you're staying in California, what you're telling the world is you like being part of the state that has the highest gas prices, okay? You're okay with that. You're saying you're okay with being in the state that has the highest state taxes, period. You're okay with that. You're saying you don't mind being in a state with the highest all-in taxes. You're okay with that. Mm-hmm. You're saying you don't mind being in a state that has the highest homelessness in America. You're okay with that. I said, do you want me to continue? You don't mind having the most, by the way, this Friday, they're announcing masks are coming back in LA, just so you know. I said, you don't mind.
Stop.
This is in LA. You can see that. You don't mind the fact that you're overly regulated, controlled. Everyone's telling you everything you need to be doing. You're okay with that, right? I said, do you still planning on staying here? Their hands went, yep, we're still planning on staying. I said, no problem.
Out of time. We will continue that tomorrow because he goes through a breakdown of the numbers and very insightful. I think we'll come back to that. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? Please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.